Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today is a big day. We are still in the skill descriptions section of Beyond the Supernatural. We have reached page 200, and this game brings us a wonderful gift to celebrate its 200th page. Surprise! There's cowboys. There's cowboys in Beyond the Supernatural. Who knew? This page begins the horsemanship skills category. And, you know, we've seen horsemanship skills on the master skill list and so on. I even commented upon the horsemanship for non-horses skill on the master skill list as a candidate for the dumbest inclusion on that page, on the basis of relevance to Beyond the Supernatural. But that skill is really just an oddball. It's just a weirdo skill, not indicative of much, just a weird choice. What you come to find on this page, when you look at the horsemanship category in detail, and it is in detail, is that obviously the author was on a cowboy kick, because despite the absence of a cowboy occupation, despite the absence of any kind of like Western genre material up to this point, this book just goes hard into cowboy country on this page. Let me just take you through this because it's a whole thing. Like, this continues on to the next page. There's a ton of material here. Quote, there are three main types of horseback riding skills. Each indicates a certain degree of training and expertise. By the way, we're not in any specific skill description here. This is the preamble. This is the introduction to the horsemanship section. General slash standard, the typical skill known by most civilized people, cowboy, highly skilled equestrian ability, and exotic animals, the ability to ride unusual mounts, including alien and monstrous animals from other worlds. Okay, interesting to know. Now watch out, here it gets tricky because the author is about to ask you to do some soul searching. Quote, unless stated otherwise, a character can only select horsemanship general. Cowboy is generally restricted to elite equestrian riders, such as genuine cowboys, ranchers, and those who compete in equestrian riding competitions, and so on. Exotic animals is typically restricted to circus entertainers, who might ride an elephant, llamas, or even a tiger, as well as alien beings and demons who may ride a monstrous creature rather than a horse. So we've got skill prerequisites here. You have to be a certain type of character to take these skills. But it's not tied to anything mechanical. It's not about occupation. It's not about attribute requirements or anything like that. You just have to look yourself in the mirror and come to some conclusions. Is my character a circus entertainer who might ride an elephant? Is my character an alien being from another dimension who might ride a flying bug monster? No mention is made, by the way, of knowing how to ride a camel because you are from a place where people ride camels. In this game, by God, the riding of non-horse animals is restricted to other dimensions and circuses as God intended. But even more difficult, you have to ask yourself if you want the horsemanship cowboy skill, which is the most advanced of horsemanships. Are you a competitive equestrian rider, a rancher, or a quote, genuine cowboy? Tell the truth. Look within yourself. Are you not just a cowboy, but a genuine cowboy? Because if you are, and it's purely subjective, there's no occupation attached to it or anything like that, but just in your heart, are you a genuine cowboy? If you are, you can take the horsemanship cowboy skill. More on that later. First, let's talk about how these skills work. Quote, each horsemanship skill indicates a certain degree of training and expertise in riding and handling horses. Each type of horsemanship has the following skills and areas of knowledge. The higher the skill percentage, the better the skill or ability. Note, tricks and stunts are performed at half the rider's normal riding skill. This is not the case. We are about to find out, in fact, on this very page, that all of these skills have separate percentages for regular riding and stunt riding, and in no case, except for one of these skills at first level only, is the trick percentage half of the regular percentage. So this note does not remain uncontradicted for even a page. It's like it's from the author's personal draft of these rules, as indeed maybe it was. I mean, the organization here is really weird too, and the rules don't hang together. It's all very slapdash, not, I think, because the author didn't care, but because he cared so much. This reads like the author watched a real good Western and just sat down and just banged this out over the course of like an afternoon. They're very thrown together, very enthusiastic, and also very rah-rah, very partisan. Quote, also note that the American cowboy, that's in italics, that's why I say it like that, also note that the American cowboy is arguably the most skilled and versatile horseman in the world. Everybody should be applauding right now, out in the podcast audience. That's an applause line. The American cowboy is arguably the most skilled and versatile horseman in the world, with skills such as roping and herding as part of his repertoire of horsemanship-related skills, all elements that are not usually available to other horsemen in the world. Did you know that the world's other horsemen never thought of herding cattle? It wasn't until the American cowboy, the most skilled and versatile and good-hearted horseman in the world, by God, the horseman with the truest grit in the world, the American cowboy, it wasn't until him that men on horses realized, hey, you know what? We got these horses. Let's herd some fucking cattle. That is American ingenuity. It's a testament to what a cowboy, and not just any cowboy, but a genuine cowboy, can accomplish. You could enter these hallowed ranks if you're willing to affirm that you are a genuine cowboy and take the horsemanship cowboy skill. But we'll get to that next time. Today, we're just talking about the basics, the things that everybody can do with whatever horsemanship skill they have attained to, even if they are not quite at the level of the genuine American cowboy. With your first percentile number in a horsemanship skill, you can measure your riding ability and, quote, fundamental knowledge of the feeding, carrying, and grooming of horses. How much do you know about the carrying of horses? Sounds like a terrible line from, like, an equine furry romance novel. Minerva, Stud said as he stroked the woman's silky hair. Have you ever known the carrying of a horse? Disgusting. Stud the sexy horse can join Horny Clown in hell. In my pantheon of characters who have most creeped me out. We're done with Stud. Or maybe not quite, because get this. Not only do you have a first percentage in your horsemanship skill, but you have a second percentage. And here's what that does. Quote, the second percentile number indicates the knowledge... fuck this sentence. Here we go. Try it again. The second percentile number indicates the knowledge in the raising, breaking, training, and breeding of horses. It includes shoeing horses, giving birth, and curing minor ailments and injuries. That's right. When you've got the horsemanship skill, you get that second percentile. It starts at a 20%, and you can roll. You have a 20% chance to shoe horses, cure their minor ailments, and give birth. I mean, I complain sometimes about these skill percentages being low, but for giving birth to a horse, I think 20%, if anything, is high. And that's for general horsemanship. If you're a genuine cowboy, your odds are even better. It's not as perilous as you would think. The giving birth part. MDC does not recommend that you fuck a horse. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm going to have to pick as the dumbest thing in this page, as much as I hate to just pick on grammar, that this page, I mean, it gives you a percentage chance to give birth under horsemanship. So, congratulations to Stud. You're a father, thanks to the tenacity and grit of the American cowboy. We've got a second column here. We're still talking about horsemanship. There are detailed rules about how much you can push a horse, details on, like, racing with a horse, you know, how often they can run faster, what percentage of their speeds they're moving for different lengths at different times. We got some combat info here about parrying and dodging when you're on horseback, what you need to roll to remain saddled while you're attacking at the same time that the horse is kicking. We've got rules for workhorses, mules, donkeys, riding horses, race horses. There's a rule here for the reduction in HP and SDC by percentage for every month that you force a racehorse to function as a workhorse or in the wilderness. Nothing to do with Beyond the Supernatural. We're just off on a tear now about horses and cowboys. We have left Trenchcoat Horror. We are out on the fucking range. We got some info here on how long you can work a horse and then how long after that you can put them out to stud. Stud, my worst character. Do not ask me about Stud. He's never coming back. We got horse prices here. Then finally, the preamble over, we go into the actual skill description of general horsemanship. But most of the details for that really have to wait until tomorrow when we're going to be talking about horsemanship again. Because how can we not? It just goes on and on and on. Again, tip-top dumbest thing, your percentage chance to give birth when you're a real true blue cowboy. But that's like a grammar mistake. It's only happening because the author is writing so fast. The grammar in that whole section is all fucked up. The rules don't work. They're clearly ill-considered because the author was so excited. The macro dumbest thing in this page is that the author just got fucking psyched about cowboys, and it is right on the page. It is an enthusiasm, honestly, that is infectious. It's part of what's charming about Palladium Books. Kevin Sambita, this wacky motherfucker, sat down at his computer or word processor or whatever one day and was just like, ugh, all I can think about today is cowboys. Timed out a skill category. Horsemanship. Clack, 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 clack. Yes, even his keyboard sounds like that. Clack, 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 clack. horsemanship skills. Horsemanship is the finest of arts. Did you know that the American cowboy is the toughest and most versatile of horsemen in the whole world? Throughout the world, most horse people cannot herd. The cowboy can herd, and also the cowboy can use a lasso. A lasso is a great tool. He can go out there on the range, shoeing horses or giving birth, doing tricks. Tricks at half percentage, your second percentage. Roll your second percentage to give birth! Exclamation mark. Only control I. The American cowboy can do all these cool horsemanship tricks. It's just blathering on the page about how cool cowboys are, and it goes on to the next one. It's so dumb. I do love it. It makes me want to make a cowboy character, and I kind of did. Join me tomorrow for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast.
This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zimbita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.